Hello there, Margarita here, mindset mentor and light worker from Pitbull, and today I have one of my favorite EFT tapping sessions for you. So as we know, we get what we focus on, right? So if when you're feeling really low, when you've got a stack of bills around you and you feel like you just don't have the resources to reach for every cost and every bill that you have in your life, and you feel like you're being pushed down, it's really important that you don't focus on that stuff that's bringing you down. It's not that you deny reality, it's that you turn your focus to you pay attention to a particular area that's going to give you the power to get that back under control. And there's a fantastic saying that I picked up from a mentor of mine, Christian Michelson, and he has a saying that, thank God I'm rich. So when it feels like your financial situation is bringing you down, when you just don't have enough resources, you say this phrase and it's, thank God I'm rich. Thank God I'm rich. You get a bill in the mail and you get that twist in your gut when you see the amount of the bill and it's like, oh, how am I going to pay that? Switch it. Thank God I'm rich. Because your subconscious, when you put feeling into this, your subconscious will pick up on that and will start to turn things around for you. It will actually look for evidence to show you that you're rich. Your subconscious mind looks for evidence to support the messages that you are sending to it. And the more you send it the message that you want it to receive, the more it's going to pick up on that and just return the results that are going to show you evidence of that. So even if your reality doesn't reflect what you're thinking and feeling, you will soon find that your reality will come back to match your vibration, to match your feeling. This is how magical it truly is. People are out there saying, but you need to face reality. The reality is blah, blah, blah. Well, if that makes you feel like crap, you're just going to get more of that stuff, and that stuff is going to keep making you feel like crap. So change your attention, change your focus. And say the saying, thank God I'm rich. When you're at that checkout and the grocery bill is just blown right out, way beyond what you expected, hand over your debit card, credit card, cash, whatever. Thank God I'm rich. Thank God I'm rich. So what we're going to do is an EFT tapping just simply with thank God I'm rich. It's really, really easy. You can do this as much as possible. So we're not going to do the karate chop point today. We are going to go straight to the eyebrow point. And just repeat after me and go through each point as you know them, saying, thank God I'm rich. Okay, eyebrow point, thank God I'm rich. Outside of the eye, thank God I'm rich. Under the eye, thank God I'm rich. Under the nose, thank God I'm rich. Chin point, thank God I'm rich. Collarbone point, thank God I'm rich. Under the arm, thank God I'm rich. Top of the head, thank God I'm rich. Keep going through the points. Thank God I'm rich. 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 With feeling, one last round. Thank God I'm rich. Thank God I'm rich. Thank God I'm rich. Thank God I am so rich. Thank God I'm so rich. Thank God I'm rich. Thank God I'm rich. Thank God I am so incredibly rich. Okay, deep breath. And out. One more in. Awesome. Now, you should be feeling a real uplift in your energy system. I know my cells right now are just tingling all over. And the more you say this with feeling, with emphasis, then the better the results that you are going to get. If you are listening to this podcast, then you're incredibly privileged. This is a free resource that you have picked up. I have recorded it in my home on Tambourine Mountain in Australia. And wherever you are in the world, you have access to listen to this for free. That is incredibly extraordinary. As Anthony Robbins says, if you're not rich and wealthy, it's because you're not seeing that you are already rich and wealthy. You're saying, I don't have a lot of money. I don't have anything. I'm not rich. I'm not wealthy. Have a look around you and look at the resources that you have available to you. Okay, so you may have a little bit of a financial challenge right now, but do you see the resources that are available to you for free? That is part of the rich society that we live in, that you are a part of, that you were born into. You were born a wealthy, abundant, rich human being. It is your birthright. It's up to you to claim it. But the first thing you need to do is pay attention to the wealth and abundance and rich society that you live in, that you are immersed in, that you have access to. You can go into any store and just look at all the different products and the different clothing and the different things that are available to you to buy. Regardless of whether you have the physical financial resources right now to purchase a lot of that stuff. Now, here's a really cool trick, really, really cool trick that Abraham Hicks wrote in the book, Ask and It Is Given. And what you do is you get $100. However you get it, don't steal it, obviously, but accumulate $100 in your wallet. Now, if you cannot get $100, or if you think you can't get $100, because the thing is, it's not about your resources, it's about your resourcefulness. And if you're in the right vibration and the right mindset, you'll be able to get $100. You put that in your wallet, $50, $100, you put it in your wallet. You go around with that $50 or $100 in your wallet. And instead of looking at all the things in the stores going, can't afford that, can't buy that, that's out of my reach, that's too expensive, go around and have a look at some of the things and go, I've got $100 in my wallet or $50 in my wallet. I could buy that and I could buy that and I could buy that. Don't physically spend it. Mentally spend it over and over and over. This is shifting your focus, and it's shifting your focus toward what you already have and the abundance that is already available to you. So do this exercise on a regular basis. This is changing your subconscious mind, and it's changing it relatively quickly. Remember, you have been living the life that you're living under the stories, the negative belief systems, the limiting decisions that you have been for most of your life, decades probably. And these practices will turn this around relatively quickly. Look for evidence. Look for evidence of the wealth and the richness that already exists in your life. Do the tapping. Get your focus turned around and everything will change in your life. Seriously, it is magical the way this happens. And if it doesn't happen tonight, if it doesn't happen tomorrow, smile. Stay the course. Just keep focusing, because when you drift back, what happens is people go, oh, that didn't work. I don't have any more wealth in my life. When's it showing up? When's it showing up? Why isn't it here yet? Why isn't it working? When you focus on that, you get more of why it isn't working, and you get more of it's not here yet. You get more of that. Just expect good things to happen, and they will happen. So that's it from me for today. If you've really enjoyed this, then head on over to pitbullmindset.com. Register and become a part of the community. I'd love to see you there, where I share so many tools, information, techniques, and strategies, including EFT and sound healing. And if you've really liked this podcast, if you think it's helpful, why not share it around? Don't keep it to yourself. Make sure that it benefits other people as well. I look forward to being with you in another podcast and seeing you in the Pitbull community very, very soon. Have an exceptional day, and bye for now.